This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
We are speaking to Andrea Dawkins, Greens member for Bass in Tasmania. How's it going, Andrea?
It's going brilliantly, thank you.
Now, I guess I just wanted to know, where are you exactly at the moment?
Well, I've just come home to start preparing some food. So in my previous life, I was a restaurateur.
Oh, okay.
So our gig doesn't kick off until 5 p.m. tonight. And that will be at the Kingsway Bar in Launceston.
At the Kingsway Bar in Launceston.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
So I guess this question may not need asking, but I like to ask it anyway. How did the result make you feel?
Oh, I was just absolutely overjoyed. In my heart of hearts, I knew it was going to be a yes. When my 84-year-old Catholic stepfather made a little video and sent it to me saying he was going to vote yes, I just knew that it was going to be an overwhelming support of victory today. So really, really happy.
Yeah, I could feel it in my waters, I guess you could say. So in terms of like the parties and stuff that are happening around Tasmania today, you mentioned there was one in Launceston. What do you think the atmosphere is going to be like by your fellow Tasmanians?
Oh, absolute elation. I think we've already got 75 people coming and 200 others said they're interested. So I expect it's going to be a fairly large event this evening. But there's also events in Hobart as well. So all day at the Cascade Hotel from about 9 o'clock this morning, I think, and working it out at Argyle Street from 4 until 6. And also the Young Greens are putting on an event at World's End from 6 o'clock tonight. So I think there's going to be enough celebrating for all of us. And, we welcome a victory that's not related to sport. You know, it's about time we move towards something that everyone could celebrate.
Yes, exactly. Now, in terms of the next step now that we've got yes, obviously people are starting to think about, you know, what's next? What is after yes? And there's been a lot of talk about the various different bills that are going to be presented into Parliament. So what's your thoughts about the provisions for religious protections in both the Paterson and Smith bill?
Oh, it has to be the Smith bill. I mean, we can't move toward a place where we can start discriminating against anybody. I mean, we've just fought in Tasmania a Liberal government attempting to water down the anti-discrimination bill specifically for this survey, and it was defeated in the upper house, which it should have been. So there's absolutely no place in Australia for the Paterson bill, and I think it's probably a little bit of a grab for some limelight for him, and I think that's really disappointing. I thought he was better than that.
Yes, and definitely, you know, despite people from being from different parties in Australian federal politics, you know, there comes a time, especially for issues of this nature, where people from different parties need to come together and they need to get this done, because the Australian people, 61% of people have spoken. So they
absolutely.
Yeah, and it's about time, I think, as well.
Yeah, so we've waited long enough. You know, it's been quite humiliating speaking with friends from overseas, as it has for all of us over the last couple of years, and just going, you know, we're just not quite there yet. And you know, it's so easy to lose heart, but today is not that day. Today's a day to celebrate, and we've got to put all of our hope into our politicians in the Senate and in the lower house and federal parliament to get the right bill through.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time on the phone today, Andrea.
Party hard Tasmania.
Okay. Party hard Tasmania.
Yes, we're going to. Cheers. Thank you. Bye.
That was Andrea Dawkins, Greens member for Bass in Tasmania.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au.
Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.